We continue from our previous episode where we saw Jesus leaving his own town because he had been rejected. Not just rejected, but where the people of Nazareth had attempted to throw him off a cliff. Now Matthew writes in Matthew chapter 4 verse 13 to 22 that while in Galilee, he moved from Nazareth to make his home in Capernaum by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet would be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way by the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, people who sit in darkness, have seen a great light. And on those who sit in the region and shadow of death, a light has dawned. The people of Capernaum had been in darkness and under the shadow of death. The region was called Galilee of the Gentiles. But the light himself had decided to make Capernaum his home. Oh, what a blessing it was. Read on from verse 17 of the same chapter, of the same book. From that time, Jesus began to preach this message. Repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. The people of Capernaum, they needed a new life. They had suffered for far too long to see any worth in living. But the sun of righteousness had risen upon them, and dawn was upon them. Now they could turn away from their lives of silent suffering and hopelessness to a better, hopeful life. Again, I say, oh, what a blessing it was. As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. He said to them, follow me, and I will turn you into fishers of people. They left their nets immediately and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a boat with Zebedee, their dad, mending their nets. Then he called them. They immediately left the boat and their father and followed him. Follow me, and I will turn you into fishers of people. Jesus said, come with me. Don't worry about training. I will do that. I will prepare you to win people for the kingdom of heaven. It is near. In a world where even entry-level jobs need experience of some form, Jesus is pretty unorthodox, giving you the job first and then giving you training. About the same event, Luke writes in Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. Now Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing around him to hear the word of God. He saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, which happened to be Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then Jesus sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we worked hard all night and we caught nothing. But at your word, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets started to tear. So they motioned to their partners in the boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they were about to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For Peter and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so are James and John, Zebedee's sons, who were Simon's business partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." So when they had brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Savior spoke, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." The servant replied, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But at your word, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets started to tear. If Simon Peter had not done what Jesus had asked, if he did not have faith and cast the net where Jesus said, how different would his story have been? Peter had reason to doubt. It was daytime. They had tried everything logically possible. They had tried everything their way, the way science, practice, skill, their father's lessons and experience had taught them. It was a tried, tested and effective way, except today it just wasn't. And when all else had failed, Jesus stepped in and gave them a way out of their impossible situation. They tried God's way. And they got results. In fact, they got more than they anticipated. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Peter, he recognized that he did not deserve this. Who was he that Jesus would be mindful of him? Why should he receive such a blessing? He was sinful. He had done wrong in his life. But Jesus knew that even though with his lips he said, "Go away from me, Lord," his heart wanted Jesus to remain right next to him. He was sinful, yes. He was broken, no doubt. But he didn't want to be abandoned. So Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. I will make you fishers of people." James, John, Peter, and Andrew, they left everything and followed him.